Okay, the next parak in Tehillim is Tehillim Parak Samach Tes, 69. And this Lethi parak, so to speak, is somebody who's Bitsaris and somebody who's looking for a help. And he says to Hashem, you know, I'm drowning. Please help me and save me and let my enemies only see negative and let them drink bitter water. That's the theme of the Mizmar. Let them be wiped out. I am in pain. And at the end, as every parak is, it ends on a high that I'm going to thank Hashem and praise Hashem and bring karbanas to Hashem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings me the Yeshua. So that is the parak. And let's now get into it. Lam Natzeach. It's a little, again, contrast from the previous parak. But let's see what this parak says. Al Shoshanim L'David. What's Shoshanim? Rashi says, Bnei Yisrael are like a rose, a Shoshana, that's surrounded by thorns. Al Shoshanim Al Yisrael Shem K'Shoshana Bein Achochim. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim Shachochim Menachvin Oso. The thorns poke and make holes in the thorn. In the thorns make holes in the rose. V'is Palel Aleihem. And David HaMelech davens for Klal Yisrael that are surrounded by thorns, who are always poking us. Hoshieni Elokim, save me Hashem, ki bo'u mayim ad nafesh. Because the water has come, ad nafesh, until my, you know, where I can't go anymore. The Medrash tells us that this is the pasuk that was said by Nachshon ben Aminadav as he went into the, sea and he went up into his neck. Right, it's by my nafesh. Right, he came up until he couldn't walk anymore. Right, it was up to his nose. The Mefarshim wonder on the pasuk, you know, like Moshe Rabbeinu right before that had been davening. And what is Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? What are you davening for? Matitzakelai, right? Yudal Tesvav in Bishalach. And the question is asked: what do you mean? What are you davening for? What else does a Jew daven? What else does a Jew do at a time of tzaris? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Od halo kol od shlo nena me'ona batzar lo lo yeref mitfila. Right, we don't do anything else. V'kasha v'lamul mi yitzakim lo l'ashem elokav u'rab e'sara t'chsiv karasi mitzara li menameitza karasika. Right, so what's going on here? Why did Hashem tell him no? And then it was only after Nachshon ben Aminadav went in the water does the Yeshua come. What was wrong with the tefillah? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and only he could say something like this. He says, there are some times that the Midas Hadin is screaming at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and even Hashem's hands are tied, and the only thing that could work is an act based on Emuna. Pirish, ki ein adavar tali biyadi, hagam shani chafetz asos neis, kivan she'em einam ru'uya Midas Hadin mona'as, ve'ein koach barachamim kinegen Midas Hadin ha'mona'as, va'amar elav dabre al b'nei Yisrael pirish, zo so'etza ye'utza. This is the only thing. Lahagbir tzad ha-chesed v'harachamim. Daber al-bnei Yisrael. V'yiz'atzmu be'emuna b'chalibam. And strengthen the emuna. V'yisu al-ayam kodem she'yichalek. And go into the yam before it splits. Al-smach ha-bitachon. Ki ani yaseh lohem neis. U'be'emsoes zeh tizkah b'harachamim. Ah, how could you be so much on the neis? Maybe for Klal Yisrael you can. Not just for a yachin. V'yatar imes matacha. Pirish be'emsoes maisa atov nasa lemneis u'baka ayam ki gadol abitachon ve'emun alaz lahachriyem l'tova. So that is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, based on the psukim here, ki bo'em ha'nafesh, that's what Nachshon ben Aminadav, said. If you look in the Kamotzi Shal HaRav here, he quotes from the Belz HaRebbe, he quotes from Rav Yisachar Dov of Belz, he says, Mayim is a symbol of go back a step. Rashi says there in Bishalach that we all learned this in elementary school and grade school, when the Yam split, all the waters in the world split. The question is, why did that nace take place? We always learned if you're in the bathtub, you know, the water split. Wherever you are in the world, all the water split. So the Belz HaRebbe says, no, Mayim is remes to its Sara, right? This pasuk. Hoshieni Elokim Kibo Mayim Anafish. This isn't just the Nachshon ben Aminadav. It symbolizes that we're drowning. Mayim is a symbol of Tzaras. And at a time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when Bnei Yisrael were saved from Tzaras Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria for Klal Yisrael to be saved from their Tzaras. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebnei Yisrael Yinatzlu Mikol HaTzaras Sheyavo Aleihem B'Chaleis. That's what it means. All the Yamim split. All the Tzaras are split and we're able to get through it. And Lakakas Kavin Rashi in Shenivku Kol Memo Sheba Olam. Call at Sarah Sheba Olam Nifku Vibitlu Ade Kriyas Yamsuf. Ukushem Sha'az Yatsub Ne Yisrael Mitzara Lervacha. Just like then we went. Kach Tamid Bishas Adchak Yetsub Ne Yisrael Mitzara Lervacha. So to all of Klal Yisrael. That's this pasuk. Hoshieinu Anafesh. When all the Yam All the yamos split. That's what Rashi is deepening. Let's continue. Tavati b'yevein mitzula. I am sunken in b'yevein. What's yevein? The Mitzuta Sion says the refesh, the mud. I'm stuck. I'm in quicksand. B'yevein mitzula. V'ein ma'amad. I can't stand up. Basim b'makim mayim. I came into the depths of the water. V'shiboles shetafasti. What's shiboles? That means the water flowing. Shiboles shetafasni. Ki merutzas hamayim, says the Mitzuta Sion. Yogati bakari. I become exhausted by calling you. Nichar groni. My throat has become hoarse. Kalu enai. My eyes have become, closed and wishing. Miyachel elokai. I'm just wishing and yearning. Rabu misaros roshi. Son aichinam. More than the hairs on my head are those that hate me for nothing. Son aichinam. The Beis Halevi, writes, is quoted, the Rinas Yisla quotes the Beis Halevi, that we know the Rashi quotes in Barshas B'Shalach, B'Aram Shubayachoy, B'Halacha Hi, B'Yadua, She'esav Soni Liyakov. Once heard also that it's Halacha B'Yadua. Halacha means it's Mesorah, B'Yadua, it's clear cut, it's logical. It says both. It's Halacha and it's B'Yadua, She'esav Soni Liyakov. Umatu Mishpeh de Beis Halevi, Zahabir Bazet, the Sinas Esav Liyakov, Havi Belichash Monos Vesibos. Right? There's no basis for the anti-Semitism and why they hate us. LSU Sonis Yaakov and Shekhan Halacha. That's it. Velakacha filu b'me'ayimo Sonioso. Even before they're born. Velo yo'al klum. L'sale kasina. Disinaso shmura lanetzach. And that's what it's referred to here. Sonai chinam. Right? My those who hate me forever. For free. For nothing. No reason. Shesonam oti belisi b'avacheshbon. Lo yo'klum, it's a halacha, it's biyadua. So that's sonai chinam, they're more than the hairs on my head. Atzmi, atzmu, matzmisai, those that want to cut me down are great. Oivai sheker, though my enemies are false. Ashalo gazalti ozashiv, they're, right, I didn't steal, I have to give it back. They make libels against me. Elokim ato yadata li'ivalti, yes, you know, Hashem, that my sins, meaning I'm not saying I'm perfect. Va'ash mosai mimcha lo nechachadu, and my guilt is not hidden from you. But still, I'm asking, Al Yevoshu bi kovecha. I consider myself one of your kovecha, those that hope for you. You know, I shouldn't be embarrassed for that. I shouldn't be embarrassed. Al Yevoshu bi kovecha, right? We're used to this, lashon from Shoshana's Yaakov, right? We have a similar lashon. Bi kovecha, Hashem alokim tzvakos, al yikamu vi mevakshecha, right? It shouldn't be those who, are waiting for you. Shouldn't be shamed. Elokei Yisrael, ki alecha nasasi cherpa, because for you, I get insulted for you, Hashem, because I am a loyal servant of yours. Ki alecha nasasi cherpa, kista klima panai. My face has been covered with klima. These are all different words, synonyms. The Malbim always talks about little differences, but klima and cherpa and busha, all of these words that are mentioned in these two psukim. Muzar ha'isi le'achai, I was considered strange to my brother. Right? The Umos Olam always thought that the Jew was strange. V'nachri le'bnei imi, and I was considered nachri, another word for a stranger, le'bnei imi. Who's the b'nei imi? The Radak says Yishmael and Esav. Ki kinas beischa achalasni, the kina of your house has eaten me. Kinas beischa, Rashi quotes, either it's the Beis HaMikdash, literally beischa, or maybe it means Klal Yisrael. Right, the kinah, the beischa, achalasni, the cherpos cherfucha naflu alai, the cherpa of those who blaspheme you have fallen on me. Vo'evka batzom nafshi, I just cry in fasting, vatihila charafosli. And I was made to be belittled. The Radak says, what's la charafos? Cherfuni hanotzrim, the Christians made fun of me, alemunas ha'emes, ani machzikba. V'lo asher lamunasam, they think I'm a fake. They make fun of my amuna. Right? It reminds me a little bit of the Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Ma'amarim in Chelek Aleph. He quotes a conversation that took place with the Tumim. The Tumim was asked by Rabbi Yosef Ayrishes, was asked by the Chachmei Hagoyim, Kasev Batorach Rabbi Mahatos, it says in Mishpatim Achim, follow the majority. V'yatem ha'ma'at mikola amim, and you Jews are the smallest. So, imkein lamalot tekabla amunaseinu. You should be mekabel our amuna. We're the rove. We're the majority. So what are you accepting, what are you doing something by the miyut? Veheshev lo hago. And the Tumim answered, ki din rove lo nemar ela besafik velo bevadai. Rove is only said when you have a suffik about something, so you go by the rove. Kagon, teisha chanuyos, machas basar shchuta, you have 9 stores selling shechted meat. V'yachas bachares, basar nevela, 1 sells nevela, mevedimsa basar veino nikar. You know what is kosher or is not kosher. Then you follow the rove. But if you see that this is the kosher meat, even if there are 9 non-kosher behind, if you see what's kosher, what's not kosher, then there's no suffix there. You don't go by the rove. V'chein anachnu ein lanu safig ba'amitas emunaseinu. V'lo yuchal harov la'avireinu midatenu. We're vaday. It's like if somebody in the middle of the day, somebody says it's nighttime. You could have 20 people say it's nighttime. If I know it's day, it's day. V'atirat hazeh emes ubarur, says Rav Elchanan. And therefore, that's number one. This is number two. Acharam lahados is only by judges that are all kasher ladun, and they're not nogeh b'davar. Avalim rov hadayanim he nogin umiutam enam nogin, but if rov of them have ulterior motives and are connected, vazesh shem alamiyut, you listen to the miyut. Ubinyani emuna vadas I efshar la'adam lakir sa emes, rakim hiya chafshi mikol taivas olam hazeh. And you are nogeh b'davar, so you're connected to olam hazeh. It's like, and he gives the mashal, if there are 99 drunkards that say one thing, and one person who's not drunk says something else. So you don't go by the drunkards. Oh, it's a rove. Right? So therefore this here too, but this is the cherpa. That's what they say to me. But tehila charafosli. They disgrace me. V'etna levushi sock, I put on sackcloth. Elohim l'mashal. I'm a mashal. When people want to say, oh, such a terrible thing happened, they use me. Yasichu b'yoshvei shar. Those who sit in the gates talk about me. V'neginos shosei shechar. I'm the song of those who drink beer. And now we have the pasuk that we say by Mincha on Shabbos. V'ani Sfilasi lecha Hashem, but I focused on you. Eis ratzon at a time of ratzon to Hashem alokim barav chastecha aneni be'emes yishecha. Please answer me. What does this have to do with mincha? So if you look, it's connected. The Torah quotes this in Hilchas Mincha and Shabbos. Reish Tzadi Beis. The Torah quotes beginning of Reish Tzadi Beis in the Torah. Say the tefilas mincha. Omer shleif tzibur ashrei yoshvei uvalasiyon v'kaddish. V'omer pasuk v'ani tefilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon. Al pi medrash. The Medrash quotes these two psukim. Yasichu b'yoshvei shar negidos shosei sheichar talks about drinking. People sit in the gates and drink beer and get drunk. And then b'ksib basrei right after that. Vani sfilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. Ma kesher? What's the connection in the flow? Amar davav v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam. Ein umazu kashar umos ha'olam. This nation of Jews is not like other nations. Umos ha'olam kishar sosinu mishtachrin. Hochzinu pochazin. What do they do when they have a holiday? What do the other umos olam do? They drink, they get drunk, and they're on the floor. Vanu, what do we do? We have a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. What do we do after Onik Shabbos? We go back to the shul and daven. Vanu loke nela afal pisha shasinu vani sfilasi l'cha Hashem. We go back. The Bach here talks about, you know, why is it dafka on Shabbos? We say that when we lean from the Torah, we don't say it on Yantif. Right, by Mincha and Yantav, we only say it by Shabbos. The nearer that time to keep it, Shakarim, by Torah, Nofal, Oshon, Lomar, Oz, Eis, Ratzon. That's Eis, Ratzon. When we take out the Torah. Because, Umos, Shosin, Mishtachrin, Upochzin, Umasichin, Bi, Umaligan, Allah, they make fun of me, that I keep Shabbos, but I know Shabbos guards me. Shabbos is the day that the Torah came, everybody agrees that Shavuos, the Torah was given on Shabbos, but that's the, tour, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And the pre-show also discusses this because on Shabbos, why dafka Shabbos? Because Shabbos be inami lachem, right? On the holidays, as machlokes, Rabbi Lazar, chatsi lachem, chatsi lachem. But on Shabbos, everybody agrees you have to, one of the three exceptions, you have to have lachem. So with dafka drinking, with dafka eating on Shabbos, oneg, and even so, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in prayer. Unlike all the other amim. Like they say, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, was once walking in, right before Kal Nidre, he's running around the shul, he's looking under the benches, he's looking in the closet. And I say, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, if the Umos Ha'olam, he looks up to Hashem, and it says, if the Umos Ha'olam had one day of a mitzvah to eat, what would they look like at the end of the day? After eating and drinking. They would be on the floor. And what do we have? We have one weekday to drink and to eat as a mitzvah daraisa. And what happens afterwards? We're all in shul, we're all in white, we're all ready to talk to you. Ein Uma Ku'uma Zu. And that's the, based on this book. The Malbim also says, right when a Jew is made fun of, and he's ne'ela ve'eno olev, that's an amazing Eis Ratzon. That's what it says here. V'adit v'asil l'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon. The Gemara in Brachas has a different Eis Ratzon on this pasuk. Right? That's the Gemara, if you remember, davening with a tzibur. The Gemara says there on the top of Chesman Aleph, Mai dechziv anis v'asil l'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon. Our pasuk. Emasa Eis Ratzon, b'shah, shat tzibur, mispalim. At a time that the tzibur is mispalel. Meaning not only with the tzibur, but let's say if somebody can't daven with the tzibur, we know what the halacha is. So whenever the tzibur is davening, I should daven at that same time, right? Even outside, not with the tzibur. So it's either the Rabbeinu Yonah says, either at the time of the tzibur or with the tzibur. But that is all based on this pasuk. Hatzileni mitit va'al etba'a. Save me from sinking in the mud va'al etba'a. It's quoted b'shem the Baal Shem Tov. Quoted by the Baal Shem Tov in the Be'erach Chaim Tehillim here. That al etba, don't let me be sink into seeing the world as teva. Hatzileni mitit v'aladba'a. No, I want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aladba'a. Inatzla misonai. Let me be safe from my enemies, u'mimakimayim, from sinking into the water. But that's the beautiful, Baal Shem Tov. V'la'adrabe, eida shagam ha-teva nimseis hashkacha l'shem yisbarach shemo ha-vashkacha pratis milamala v'eino mavadu u'manigazolam b'chol yisvar al-shah. And we also, he says, maybe that's alluded to, v'nechtom b'taba'as ha-melech. Shal adam l'da'as shakol ha-teva munhag u'mushkach adei ha-melech. Malko shel olam. Beautiful remes. Al tishtefeni shibolas mayim. Again, don't let the water, the push and the waves of the water push me away. Valtiv le'eni mitzulon. Don't let me be swallowed up. Val tetar alai be'er pia. Don't let the mouth of the bear close on me. Etar is from the word stima. Stima. The Bezurah Seal says stima uskira. Rashi says iter yad in Talmudic language. A lefty is called iter yad. That means his iter yad yamin. His left arm is, his right arm is closed off. So he's a lefty. That's the lashon of tetar. Aneni Hashem kitov chastecha. Answer me because you are my chesed. Karov rachamecha p'nei Elul. Turn to me. Valtaser ponecha mi'abdecha. Don't turn away from your servant. Kitzar li. Maher aneni. So somebody who's betzaris, who's talking to Hashem. Karva al nafshi ga'ala. A number of mefarshim, the Malbim included. Karva al nafshi, Hashem, you are my karov. You are related to me and therefore, you have a mitzvah of geula, ga'ala, like the psukim say at the end of Vayikra, Parshas Bahar, the relative, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin, right? We pass like Remeir, benkach uvenkach, we are banim lamakom. So if we are Hashem's relative, then obviously we, like Boaz had the mitzvah of geula to a relative, says the Malbim. Karva, ha-geula hi mitzara kurva, kamo geulas krovim, va-pedusu mitzara dover atzmo. Zer shamar karval nafshi mitzad akurva sheish lachayim nafshi mitzad shu chelik eloka bimal mitzad ze gala ki karov hagolas krovo ki in goel karov mimcha, you're the closest mitzad gufi sheini karov shalcha laman oy vaypedeni. So my neshama el nafshi, my nefesh comes from you, he's medayikin, and then the guf, which is even not as close to you, laman oy vaypedeni, right? Mitzad my enemies, please help me. That's the Malbim here on the relative. Atoyadata cherpasi ubashtu klimasi. Again, the three words. Cherpa, busha, and klima. All different types of shame. Negdecha kol tzorarai. Cherpa shavra libi. Cherpa has broken my heart. V'anusha. And I'm close to death. Anusha. Musuda Sion says, choli ka'uv. A very, right, it's a matzav enosh. V'akava lanud v'ayin. I hope for help. V'lamanachamim v'lo matzasi. I help for people who want to comfort me. And here Hashem says, "Vayitnu bivarusi rosh." They put rosh. Rosh is like a bitter herb. They put it in my meal. Vilit smai ashkuni chomis. They gave me vinegar. It's referring to different ramazim that our enemies maybe said they were going to help and then they didn't. They turned on us. He and now we say, "Yi shulchanam lefnehem lapach." Let their shulchan be turned over. Be a pach for them. Be something like to malkosh. Vilit shlomim lamokesh. Tachshachne enei meros. Let their eyes be darkened from seeing. Umasnehem tamid ama. And their loins, let them fall down. Shvach aleim zamecha, right, from shvach hamascha. Pour up your wrath on them. V'charon apcha yasigem. We've had a number of thoughts about shvach hamascha. Feel free to listen to the Haggadah Shiurim. Titi rasam neshama, let their palaces be desolate. Ba'aleim al yiyoshev. Don't sit. Don't let them sit in their tents. Ki ata asher hikisa radafu. You, Hashem, that you hit radafu. They have chased. Maybe that's a remez. Rashi says it's a remez. The question the Rambam, the Ravid all deal with, right? Why were the Mitzrayim punished if it was already forecast from the Bris Ben Abasarim? So the Rambam gives one answer in Hilchos Shuva, but the Ravid's answer and the Ramban's answer is that they went much farther than you had decreed, right? They're much farther. That's the Lashon of Atok Katzafta Ma'at Vehim Azru L'Ra'as. Then maybe that's alluded to here. Ki Ata Asher Kisa Hashem. He that you hit, like maybe us, we're supposed to get it. Rodafu, they ran after us. Ve'el machov chalalecha yisaperu. They tell over. They speak of the chalalim that they have hurt. Tzna avon al avonam. Add sin upon their sin. Make sure they get everything they're supposed to get. Val yavo b'tzidkasecha. They shouldn't come in your righteousness. Yimachu mi sefer chayim. Let them be erased from the sefer of life. Im tzadikim ayikasevu. Don't let them get anything with the tzadikim and the chayim. Aren't they? Right, darn, isn't there midah k'neged midah? They did some things right, but we could say Hashem they didn't do it with proper kavana anyway. Vani aniva ko'ev yishuascha lohim tesagveni. Your help, Hashem, you know, is what's giving me strength. Ahalalah shem elokim b'shir. I look forward to praising Hashem while he's still betzaris. He's saying this, V'agadlenu b'todah. I will magnify him with thanks, v'sitav l'Hashem, and it'll be better for Hashem, mishor par, even from a shor par. Chazal darsh in one place, shofar. Hashem will like the, will be better if I bring the karbon or I'll praise Hashem, better even than any karbon. Mishor par. Makrin mafris. I think when Avodah Zarah Daf Ches says this is a remes to the first ox that came out a horn first from the ground. Ra'u anavim, the yismachu. But the humble, the meek will see and they will be happy. V'darshi elokim, v'chil avchem. Those who seek out Hashem and their hearts will live. Ki shomei el avionam Hashem. Hashem's gonna listen to all those who are in need. Ves asir of lovaza, those who are captured. He won't turn away from. Haleluhu shemayim va'aretz. The heavens, the earth. Or the Radak says, this is a mashal. The whole world, whence that Yeshua comes, will praise Yamin v'chol romeisbam. Ki elokim yoshia tzion, Hashem will say, v'yivna arei Yehuda, v'yashvu sham v'yreshua, will live there again with Hashem's help, v'zera avadav yinchaluha. And the offspring of all of the servants will inherit it, v'o havei shmo, and those who love him, yishkenuba, will live. So that is the hope that the parak ends off with after a parak of calling out from a state of tzara.